how to deal with any piece of evidence for Darwinism. Now, there's something which I need to admit, and this is something which I find a bit troubling. Atheists intellectually, I'm talking about Darwinists here and the people that we interact with, not the average atheist, but past that nuance, they are intellectually penny wise but pound foolish. What I mean by that is that when I'm speaking about Darwinism and Darwinian evolution, I am basically making a very simple, uncontroversial argument, which I don't know why it's controversial. That argument is, science doesn't lead to truth. Whether you're a realist or an instrumentalist, doesn't matter. It doesn't lead to truth with a capital T. Things can always change. So when this argument is being challenged by a Darwinist who emails me or in a debate or Facebook message or whatever says, hey, look at this piece of evidence. It may be something to do with anatomy, something to do with linguistics, something to do with some nuance in biochemistry. Look at this. I mean, come on, guys. Do you not get the argument? The argument's broadly about science, right? And the fact that anything can change. So any piece of data that you believe proves your point, it doesn't escape the philosophy of science. It doesn't escape the tools that we have to know that that piece of evidence and the conclusion that you took from that, that's not absolutely certain. So any piece of it, and this is very important, because say, for example, you're having an argument with a Darwinist and they're like, no, this is true. Look at this particular gene in this species and this species, therefore Darwinism is true. All you need to do, regardless of whether you know, because look, at the end of the day, we have billions of species, and they have trillions in the whole history of the world. We have trillions of traits of different levels, right? Biochemical traits and linguistic traits and whatnot. So we can't actually know everything. So if somebody just comes along and says, hey, you know, I'm going to undermine you and I'm going to give you this piece of information which challenges your idea that science changes, all you need to do with that piece of information is this. Simply ask a few questions. Say, so you just gave me this piece of information with this conclusion. First question is that piece of data that you used to make that conclusion, can we not get a future observation which can challenge that conclusion that you just made? And the answer is obviously yes. That's a problem of induction. Secondly, isn't it possible that this inference that you made from this piece of data, this inference can be rivaled by another inference? That's the problem of underdetermination. Of course, this can happen too. Isn't it also possible that there is an alternative which is unconceived? The problem of unconceived alternatives. That's also there. What about theory ladenness? The fact that you're looking at this observation, but you already have a theory in mind. That's also true. Also, we can bring in assumptions of a scientific nature or a metaphysical nature in terms of naturalism. So any piece of information which supposedly challenges the general idea that science doesn't lead to truth, this is a ridiculous struggle. It's being intellectually penny-wise and pound-foolish. It's missing the point. It's completely an absurd thing to do, and I don't understand why, you know, I just keep getting these messages, keep getting these little nuances. And to be honest, I am, you know, I've got a limited brain, limited time in the world. I can't read everything. Of course, there's going to be arguments or pieces of data that they're going to bring up that I've never heard of before. But you just use those principles and say, okay, whatever you have here, does it not get challenged by these things? And that's basically it. And for some reason, atheists feel this is like being disingenuous, that you are challenging this data by your ridiculous philosophy. No, look, guys, science itself came from philosophy. It's, you know, we can't separate the two. And you know, we have to be intellectually fair here. Nothing, and again, I know, just to end the video, I know in the comment section the atheists are going to be saying, no, I have some piece of information, whatever. Any piece of information you bring, any piece of evidence you bring, cannot challenge the broad idea that science doesn't lead to truth with a capital T. Nothing can challenge that. Whether you're realist, instrumentalist, whatever, nothing can challenge that. If you guys really want to be seen as intellectually superior, free thinkers, rationalists, skeptics, then why are you selectively skeptical? Why are you skeptical about, say, God? Like, your level of skepticism goes to like 1,000,000%. When it comes to ideas in science, which are mistakenly promoted as being true, and we have good reasons from the philosophy of science to know that those aren't certain, your level of skepticism doesn't go past 0.001%. Why do we have this selective skepticism? And, you know, it just goes to show there's an underlying emotional reason that atheists react the way they react because when Darwinism is actually challenged. I mean, just the other day, I think today, yesterday, whenever, Imran Hussain, we were doing epistemics. You should check out the channel, plugging it. Epistemics, we were doing videos on evolution and stuff. And he said to me that this topic, it gets so many atheists commenting and it really gets to them. And I was thinking about this, and it gets to you guys because you guys are emotional about this. You shouldn't be emotional about this, right? You guys are supposed to be rational and critical thinkers, and you should, you know, you're skeptical. And so why are you reacting like this when, you know, Darwinism is literally being explained the way it's academically understood? We're not doing anything beyond that. Anyway, it's quite late, and I wanted to get this video out because I did, when I think today I saw a message about, like, somebody, when I was obviously making my video or doing whatever, somebody gave this message with this piece of information. So I hope through this video you've understood nothing can challenge the broad idea of that science can change, that Darwinism is not absolutely true, that it can be revised by bringing some piece of data. It's just not going to work.